You're listening to the Old Time Radio Show on 71K News Talk Radio. Now back to Denver's Old Time Radio History buff, John Dunning.
You have just heard the story of Dr. Kildare, starring Lou Ayres and Lionel Barrymore. This program was written by Les Crutchfield and directed by William P. Russo. Original music was composed and conducted by Walter Schumann. Supporting cast included Virginia Gregg, Ted Osborne, Lorene Tuttle, Tal Avery, Barbara Ruick, and Jack Crucian. Dick Joy speaking.
Okay, and Dick Joy was just speaking, and I have him on the phone here. And that was Virginia Gregg showed up again as Nurse Parker in that, I believe. Dr. Kildare, right around 1950-51. It's about 8 minutes until five. And right now I want to ask Dick, I won't have time for a full interview here, just a couple of minutes. What do you when you hear that after all these years, what do you think about it?
Well, I know I was a lot younger. I think, John, that was one of three shows that come to mind whenever I think of happy shows to be on. That is a regular cast of people you work with every week who genuinely like each other and pull for each member, and no animosity or jealousy or upstaging of any kind. Dr. Kildare was such a show, and so was Those We Love and Television December Bride. I had the good fortune to be associated with those three programs.
You announced December Bride?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, it was just a voiceover at the beginning and end, but when the show was being put together, it was before an audience at Busy Lou Studios, and I had quite a lot of work to do while we held the audience there, while they changed the sets and the wardrobes and one thing and another, restocked the cameras, and it was a very interesting proposition. Spring Byington was a lovely lady, and so was everybody on the show, a lovely lady or gentleman.
When you look back at that, Lionel Barrymore, was he a formidable presence on a radio show like that?
Yes, he was. He seemed to be antagonistic toward everybody, and he really wasn't. It was just almost a part he created to live after he became crippled, I guess. And he had a wonderful rapport with Lou Ayres, and of course, they'd been together in the MGM motion pictures as well, and knew each other inside out, I guess, and they just got along beautifully.
You mentioned a couple of weeks ago, you know, Lionel Barrymore was a cripple, and did you say he had a specially geared automobile?
Yes, he hand controls, and he insisted on driving it himself, and he wasn't the world's greatest driver, and he survived, but I was in the NBC parking lot one time when Lou Ayres was trying to get him to agree that he ought to hire a chauffeur and a houseboy and get himself a good automobile and be driven around. He just gunned the car out of there and left Lou standing.
Who directed that series?
William P. Russo.
Russo, that's right. Yeah.
Also did Dragnet, the early couple of years of Dragnet. And the musical director on the show, Walter Schumann, who did some excellent work, also created the Dragnet theme and did all the music for that series. Walter was a law student at USC, and he had a campus dance band at the time. I was a student there, and that's the way he paid his tuition, and became an early star in radio and television and motion picture music, and then died in a very untimely death quite a few years ago, heart attack, I believe. Walter was a fine fellow, and of course, Virginia Gregg is one of my all-time favorite people.
Do you know where she is and what she's doing now?
She's still around, as far as I know. Keep hearing about her from the Pacific Pioneers. And the last few times I was down there, she was always present. I've seen her in a few television movies lately, playing character roles.
We heard her twice today. We heard her on Frontier Gentlemen doing a kind of a bar hop saloon girl type role, and then we heard her in a very different voice. You would never know the two of them were the same as Nurse Parker on Dr. Kildare. She had a wide range.
She was the equivalent of Lionel Barrymore as far as a character was concerned. Nurse Parker and Dr. Gillespie were both supposed to be very severe personalities.
Lou Ayres didn't seem to have much problem making that transition to radio. He sounded very smooth. I know a lot of the Hollywood stars had an awful time.
He was so good about everything. And, it was just wonderful to see him come back with that vehicle. We started recording that in September 49 and finished up in February of 51. They did a total of 78 shows. And they tried to do them all in their entirety. It was taped at NBC in Hollywood, but the idea was to start and finish on time and get everything in as error-free as possible. And they did very few pickups. And Lionel conspired a few times to run things over so the musicians would get into a different quarter hour and make a little more money. He was a musician himself as well as an artist, and he liked to see the orchestra guys make a few extra dollars. And the producer finally got onto that and said, when you make a mistake, Mr. Barrymore, we're just going to keep going, and you will stay and pick up your lines later. So,
how did he take to that?
Well, he just scowled as usual.
Somehow I can't imagine anybody saying that to either Orson Welles or Lionel Barrymore. You said this was a vehicle for Lou Ayres to come back.
Well, it wasn't too long after the war, and I don't think that he'd done anything much. Of course, he went through the conscientious objector trauma, and he served as a medic in the Army and was in action and shot at and came out, I guess, relatively unscathed. But he proved that he was a very brave man. He just didn't believe in shooting at people. And, of course, all the Hollywood stars in those days had to be heroes. And he got some pretty bad press for a long time.
He played it All Quiet on the Western Front, didn't he?
Yes.
It's not exactly a...
That was his first big movie, I guess.
That's not exactly a movie for a conscientious objector, is it?
No, but of course that was before the... That was World War One. Jimmy Fiddler was given a day at the Pioneer Broadcasters a couple years ago, and Lou appeared to thank him for probably being the only prominent columnist of the day to defend Lou when he had the problems, conscientious objection.
Well, I would love to talk to you some more about this. In fact, I'm going to have to make some more time because, as I sometimes do, I didn't leave myself enough time to do all of these things today. I tried to cram too much into the 3 hours.
But showbiz.
Yeah, I do appreciate you coming back, though, and I know there are a lot of other things I want to pick your brain about in weeks to come, so I hope you don't mind if I lean on you a little bit.
I don't mind at all. I think you're doing a fine show. I wish I could hear more of it. All I get is what you let me hear on the phone.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Dick.
Okay.
Dick Joy of Dr. Kildare, Sam Spade, etc. Lots of shows that he did. That's it for today. We are coming right up to getting close to news time.